You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Prices on items that you may buy from other countries are expected to jump today. Tariffs are going into effect. Here's inclusive growth economist Emily Wee.
You take something like, you know, say a car seat for your kid that costs $50 now, that's going to cost $100. You take something like an item of clothing and you've doubled the price for that. So it's going to be a lot of things.
The low estimate impact on your budget is more than $3,800 a year in additional spending. And it's official. Spending in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race a week ago hit $100 million. That's money from both the campaigns themselves and outside groups. Brad Schimmel's campaign and the groups that support him spent $54 million, while Susan Crawford's team and supporters spent $46 million. It's the most expensive judicial race in American history. And Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley announced her intent to seek another 10-year term in the 2026 election. This comes after Judge Susan Crawford's victory in the April 1st election, solidifying a liberal majority on the state's highest court for the next couple of years. If Justice Bradley falls short in her re-election bid next year, liberal justices would have a 5-2 majority on the court. In an interview with WIS Politics, Bradley said she's concerned about what an extremely radical court is going to do over the next 3 years. And Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he plans to reintroduce his bill to make the Apostle Islands a national park soon. Now, the bill was originally proposed last summer, but it was never seriously considered amid pushback from the Bayfield community. The original bill also featured very little detail on important issues like road improvement projects, housing needs, or the potential effects that increased tourism could have on the area. If it's eventually signed into law, the Apostle Islands would become the first national park in the state of Wisconsin. And wild turkeys are flocking to a northeast Wisconsin city, and it's causing trouble. Lisa Hale has more.
Don't feed the turkeys. That's the message from the Appleton Police Department. Over the past couple of years, wild turkeys have caused traffic congestion and other problems in the city. Aggressive birds have even attacked vehicles. Police say the feathered fiends are congregating because people are feeding them. And while police haven't started issuing citations for feeding the gobbling gobblers, that could be next.
And when the sirens go off or an emergency alert pops up on your phone telling you to take shelter from a tornado warning, do you know where to go? Seek out the lowest level, like a basement or ground floor. Then pick a spot that's got plenty of walls between you and the outside. This may be a closet, a bathroom, or under the stairs. And most tornadoes tend to be weak and rip through the upper levels and tear down exterior walls as the roof blows off. Flying debris then becomes missiles, so you'll want to get under something or cover yourself with a couch cushion. Get low and cover your head. And if you're driving, pull over and go inside the nearest building for shelter. Don't stay in your car or go under an overpass, because you're actually safer getting into a ditch or a ravine. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week this week. Make sure you have a plan and practice it. What's wrong with how things are done in Madison? Lisa Hale tells us more.
Highly partisan Wisconsin politics are bad for the state, so said two Fox Valley legislators from opposite sides of the aisle, speaking at a legislative lunch on Monday. Republican Representative Dean Coffert of Neenah said it's too polarized.
But it's so polarized. Robin Voss, you bring his name up to some people and people just cringe. You bring up some of the Democrat leadership and they just cringe. So everything is run so much by the leaders because they're the leaders of the party. And then on top of this, now we have this Trump factor.
Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim from Appleton said the polarization makes getting any work done difficult.
Back in the day, we used to have to work together because no one was drawn an automatic victory. It forced us to have to deal with bills from both sides. It forced us to have to work at amendments to find the most tolerable version of any bill. That is what we want us, what the public wants us to do.
Both legislators said civil dialogue and bipartisan cooperation is the best way to get things done in Madison. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants input from you on deer management policies for the 2025 season. The feedback will help DNR officials figure out what changes should be made for this year's hunting season, like adjustments to harvest quotas and management zones. Individual county deer advisory councils will also provide recommendations based on their deer herd metrics and knowledge of local factors that could affect harvest quotas. Your input can be submitted online until Sunday. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants young hunters to head out for this weekend's statewide youth turkey hunt. It's happening on Saturday and Sunday for hunters under the age of 16. They'll get a chance to gain some experience before the regular turkey hunting season starts. Youth hunters will need a spring turkey license, a wild turkey stamp, and a valid harvest authorization. And do you like to look up at the sky, especially when thunderstorms are rolling through? You should become a storm spotter. The National Weather Service will actually teach you how, and you get a cool certificate. There's online training opportunities, and it's only one class that lasts about an hour. You'll cover severe weather safety and dive in depth on the science behind it. There's a class on Thursday and another one on Monday. Head to Green Bay's National Weather Service page to sign up. And if you love it, there's also an advanced class that you can take next. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Timberwolves 110-103. Despite being down 24 points in the fourth quarter, the fans stayed and cheered the team to a win at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers.
It was huge. You know, they could have left. I mean, really, the way the game was going. And they hung in there with us. And then they could smell the blood in the water as well. This is why you love home games.
Baseball, top of the seventh inning, Brewers up 4-1. Bryce Turang at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball, right center. Doyle is back. He is looking, and it's gone for Turang. Home run number 3, and that hitting streak stays alive. 11 games now for Bryce.
The Brewers beat the Rockies 7-1. The 25-year-old Turang's home run sailing 444 feet, the longest of his career.
Dude, I'm getting older. that's just how it is. I'm starting to get the man strength.
That's Bryce Turang with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Want to feel old? Eminem is a grandfather. The rapper's daughter, Haley Jade Scott, announced on Instagram that she gave birth to a son named Elliot. And to honor her famous father, the baby now shares a middle name with his grandfather. No, it's not Elliot Eminem, it's Elliot Marshall. Eminem's real name is Marshall Mathers. That might put a little pressure on the boy to come up with some sick beats. The Yellowstone series is about to give birth to a new spinoff, with the show's popular 1923 prequel starring Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren now concluded after its season 2 finale last week. The franchise is launching a new prequel. Plot lines for 1944 are being kept under wraps for the moment, but some sources say the show will explore how World War II affects the Duttons. Star of 1923, Brandon Sklenar, takes over Dutton Ranch at the end of 1923 and says he is open to appearing in 1944. Russell Brand is already in trouble for sexual assault charges, but things are about to get worse. Warner Brothers Studios has agreed to turn over footage and outtakes from the set of Arthur in 2011. The studio has made it clear where they stand after being sued along with Brand in 2023 by an extra from the film who said the actor exposed himself to multiple people and assaulted her. What a guy. HBO is giddy over the ratings for the season finale of White Lotus Season 3. The network says 6.2 million viewers tuned in and were treated to a higher body count than we've seen in previous seasons of the show. That shattered the past record for viewers of the show, which was the previous week's 4.8 million viewers. I think it's time for me to check out Season 3. What better game than Monopoly to create a bidding war? There was a competition by studios over a competition series based on the board game, and Netflix is the winner. Variety reports the show is being described as a large-scale social experiment contest that will force contestants to form alliances and betray their competitors. They must walk the line between capitalism and chaos in a cutthroat race to own it all. I think I hate it already. Monopoly debuted in 1935, courtesy of Parker Brothers, and has since sold about 275 million copies worldwide. First, it was people dancing and singing while watching Wicked in theaters that annoyed theatergoers. Now, it's teenage boys who are clapping and cheering during the record-breaking Minecraft movie. In some ways, this is worse than Wicked, because parents who take their kids have to witness this after probably not wanting to set foot in a theater to see Minecraft in the first place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could see a few scattered showers or sprinkles later today, tonight into tomorrow, and there may even be a snowflake or two mixed in at some point. Today's high in the upper 40s. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, same thing, upper 40s. We will warm back up into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.